What's happening, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife.
Yes, we are back for Here's the Sitch episode number 42.
Oh, damn, 42. All right, listen, we're freestyling today because it is the weekend, a holiday weekend. Actually, it is September, and I don't want to disrespect Halloween, but I'm hyped for Christmas.
Oh my God, I cannot wait for Christmas. It's Romeo's first Christmas, so we are definitely going to go all out.
Speaking of Romeo, I think he's in the other room, yelling about, but hopefully we can get a couple minutes to ourselves to deliver a positive, informative podcast that our listeners can enjoy and be proud of. Speaking of Halloween, do you hear him, honey?
Yeah.
I do hear him. Anyway, we just ordered the Halloween costumes.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so excited for that.
Yes, we're going to be the family of Incredibles because all the fans, even to myself and my wife, we think that little Romeo looks like little Jack-Jack from the Incredibles.
He does, and he agrees if you just heard him. So he's very excited for his first Halloween costume, and so are we.
Love the weather. I love a 65, 70 degree weather. I love that hoodie weather is coming soon.
Me too. And I think what's not to love about the fall? I mean, I know so many people love the summer, but like the fall is my time.
I mean, my birthday, obviously, I mean, not obviously, but my birthday's July 4th. It's in the summer. I love the summer, but I'd have to say that September weather and September time, it just, I got so many nostalgic memories from that crisp weather and, the hot chocolate coming and Halloween. And then we have Thanksgiving and Christmas. The holiday season is coming. So I got a lot to look forward to.
It really is the best time of year. I feel like it's the best time of year for dressing, too, because you don't have to wear like so many clothes like it's the winter.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be like half naked all the time because you're sweating.
Yeah.
You can actually be in like jeans and a nice outfit and boots and be comfortable and dress nice. Like,
yeah.
That's why I love fall so much. And it's like you said, the beginning of the holiday season.
Uh-huh.
And we get to kick it off with, I guess, Halloween is the first holiday coming up, right?
Yep. I think that it's time. When do you want to actually decorate for Christmas? I'm thinking first week in November is cool, right?
I mean, I like to do it early. I'm definitely
There's no way you're gonna decorate before Halloween because that's just too early.
But are we gonna decorate for Halloween?
I don't think we're going to decorate for Halloween. I know JWoww loves Halloween. She'll probably decorate.
No, her house scares me. She goes amazingly all out with like the Halloween decor. Like I'm talking like life-size scary creatures and things. And it's amazing because our kids love it.
I know.
But like I'm a 30-something-year-old adult and I get scared.
I know. So, I'm like, she did such an amazing decorations last year of I think it was
that's her holiday. She
what
loves
was it Stranger
Halloween.
Things?
Yes.
Oh my God, amazing.
A life-size Demogorgon.
She's such an amazing parent. She does the
but
most
you know
for
what
her
we
kids.
Could do instead what? Of doing like Halloween decor, we could do like fall decor where you get like piles of hay and like mums, like the flowers, and do like the front door like that. I kind of want to do that, like dress up the front door area for fall and take a family picture there.
We're also going to be doing pumpkin picking with Romeo.
Yes, picking.
His first Halloween, obviously, yeah.
I know, I can't wait for that. Those are like my favorite kind of photos too. I love pumpkin picking. It's such basic things. It's like, I love that though.
Yeah,
it's my favorite thing to do.
Screams your situation is under construction because you can wear the hoodies.
Yes.
You can be going to the gym. You also can kind of cheat a little bit and live your best life with food because you're wearing hoodies and sweatshirts and sometimes loose clothing throughout fall.
Are you remember last time we spoke about this?
Yeah.
Last year when I was pregnant.
For the front.
I said when Romeo is here.
Yeah.
Or actually we didn't even know his name yet, but I said when the baby is here, we are definitely doing Christmas lights on the house.
Yeah. So is that
doing it? I haven't discussed it with you since then.
I'll be honest. I think we have to, this is her first Christmas. I think we should. Although I love our house. It's kind of modern and I'm not a big fan
of Christmas
decorations.
There's a very tasteful way of doing it.
Okay.
I just want to do like clean lights. Like I love the roof line lights. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Don't worry.
How many Christmas cards are we doing this year?
What do you mean?
Not Christmas cards. I'm sorry. Holiday cards. Because there's three. This is Romeo's first three holidays. Oh my god!
Holidays. I have to schedule.
He has a Halloween. He's
you're gonna do Christmas.
Thanksgiving
photos.
We're gonna do Christmas photos.
But I think I'm gonna do like. I think I'm going to do like clean Christmas photos so it kind of doesn't look like it's Christmas photos. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll go to the beach and do like a family little photo shoot.
You want to take them to like, remember when we did our.
We could do that.
What was it? Our engagement?
Our engagement
photo
shoot.
Yeah, that was at one of the boardwalks. Yeah. Or both boardwalks.
And we
actually.
Can do it. It'll be off season. So it'll be September. It'll be empty. Mm-hmm. You either go early in the morning or like right before sundown and mm-hmm. we'll take photos.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a beautiful like photo shoot and then you could pick one of those for the Christmas card.
Okay.
That's what I was going right. to do. Yeah. And then we'll still do Halloween pictures, Christmas pictures, Thanksgiving pictures. But. Guys, the amount of pictures you take when you have a child, yeah. like I haven't even attempted to go through my phone and organize them, but I have to do that because it is pure insanity.
Yeah, I have tons of photos of Romeo on my
phone. And I just got a photo printer so that I can print things and frame them myself. And I think I'm just going to start printing them and making like albums because you don't want them to like retire in the internet, like in the electronic world, you know what yeah. I mean, like you want to print them so that your family has the photos if your grandparents come over or anyone comes over they can look back at them and you know no one's really going to open a laptop and be like let me look at your photos growing up mm-hmm. so I really want to print them and do like nice family albums.
So much positive things are happening now for us in these new seasons. Fun fact, Big Daddy Sitch will be off probation in days. I'm talking a couple days. Big Daddy Sitch will have completed probation, completed community service, already checked off the box, baby. And the Situation family will be moving forward. That's something that hopefully we can also celebrate show on Jersey Shore Family Vacation as well.
It's like so surreal. Mm. I'm so proud of you yeah. to get to this milestone. Yeah. But also, it's like it's been so long that it's one of those things that like I'll believe it when we're there.
I know.
Like when we're celebrating it, when it's happening.
Couple days
I know.
Away.
It is a couple of days, but I'm so excited. A
couple days away.
Move freely above the cabin.
Exactly.
Amongst the cabin.
We will be, renewing BDS's passport. We're also working on a passport for Romeo as well. Which is going to be adorable.
So cute. Yeah. But like, where are we going? Like, it's still a pandemic. I agree. Let's get the passport
situation. It still is a pandemic. But listen, life moves on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, the other day I just saw college football had just started. And the stadiums are full. You know?
I know. It's crazy. And then you don't hear anything of like these outbreaks at these events.
Your mom. Clubs. Your mom works at the hospital. Your sister works at the hospital. We even have a babysitter that comes here and there, and she works at the hospital. And they said the hospitals, at least in New Jersey, one's really there.
But also, Paulie is on tour again. Like, you see his stuff. The clubs are packed. Stadiums are packed.
Yeah.
And unless the news is, like, not reporting it, like, they're reporting different things where there are outbreaks.
I don't even watch the news anymore. I'm a bit disappointed with some of the news and how they've been called out. And it has shown that it's sort of narrative driven. I'm not political and we're not going to get into it. We're a positive podcast, but I don't watch the news.
All right, guys, I've spoken to you about HelloFresh and I'm here to talk about it a little bit more because I absolutely love it. Since becoming a new mom or new parent, I definitely need some help in the kitchen. I just don't have the time I used to food shop and prepare and cook and clean while taking care of my little 3-month-old Romeo. So I got back on the HelloFresh bandwagon and my family is so happy about it. So HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week, from vegetarian meals and calorie smart choices to extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. The fall harvest is officially on with HelloFresh. Count on seasonal recipes like pumpkin cinnamon rolls. Oh my God, I cannot wait to order those and try them. And Friendsgiving ready sides, as well as fresh, high quality ingredients that travel from the farm to your front door in less than a week. We, of course, have a special code for our Here's the Sitch listeners, so you guys can check out HelloFresh and get on their fall seasonal meals as soon as possible. All you have to do is head over to HelloFresh.com/situation14 and use code situation14 for 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/situation14. And use code SITUATION14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. We love HelloFresh. No surprise, it is America's number one meal kit. Check them out. You guys will absolutely love it.
We have been filming on and off for the past 2 to 3 months. I know we've documented Romeo's birth. They've documented Cameron's birth. There's a lot happening in our world. Congratulations to cast and crew. I want to say that Jersey Shore Family Vacation remains number one on their time slot, and they are up 10% from their weekend ratings, which we air on Thursdays, which is Jersey. So congratulations, cast and crew. We've just been renewed for seasons 5, 6, 7, and 8, which I don't want to get too technical, but you have to do good in 5 to get number 6 and so on and so forth. But congratulations. We are in the midst of filming season 5. I'm very proud of this Jersey Shore Family Vacation series because, you know, it just documents us growing older, more mature, starting families, still being fun, still being funny. And the family just keeps getting bigger.
And everyone's like evolving, and you don't always get to see that in a show. Like, I feel like a show always captures a moment in time, and then you think the people are like forever that character or forever that person. And obviously that's not real life. So when you get the opportunity to be on air for so many years, where it's like over a decade, you get to really grow and show your growth and grow with the fans and with your community. And it's so amazing to see all the changes in everyone's life. And I just think it's really cool to share that like authentic side of everyone's growth.
Yeah. And you know what? Also, I see a lot of things on social media. How long can you guys continue to do it? We love you guys. At the end of the day, guys, we are like 20 years younger than the Housewives.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, come on. And we are extremely funny.
Yeah.
That's
very true.
This is a cast that's been doing it big since day one. I think the story can be told for, you know, quite some time, many, many years. Also, and I got to put this out there, that the past season that we filmed, which was season 4, we did technically 4A and 4B. We did those seasons. Technically, there are 2 seasons, but they count as one. Under a pandemic where we couldn't travel, we had to find a new way to film. You know what I'm saying? I think
we traveled, but the place was shut down.
A lot of the viewers don't know that. They're like, oh my God, these seasons are so different. You know what I mean? And the true fans love us, you know, for the content that we're bringing. And MTV called upon us and said, yo, we need a season, pandemic, shut down, and we delivered.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to give props to everyone involved, cast and crew. Because we really delivered. Those 2 seasons were very hard to deliver. And I believe we even won an MTV award that season for
two
awards for best reality show and reality royalty for a generation, which we just received those. Actually, I'm gonna have to ask MTV because I haven't physically received their awards.
I know, we're looking for your popcorn.
Yet, but I'm waiting for that popcorn so I can take lots of social media pictures with it. But anyway, listen, the show goes on, guys. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for the listeners that are listening now to the Here's the Sitch podcast. I know you guys love our positivity and have followed our journey since day one. And, you know, listen, the story's continuing. But, you know, I can't wait for you guys to see this season, which we're filming right now. Also, the streets are talking. And I don't really do this a lot, but the streets are saying that Sam is coming back. I'm telling you, I didn't want to do this, but Do I want Santa to come back? You know what? Hey, it probably would be a fresh face, or I don't even know if I would say fresh face, but an old face returning. I'd like to see what's happening in her life and see how the dynamic of her coming back. We'll see. Does Sam want to come back? I don't know. Is she saying in the public that she is coming back? She is saying she is not coming back. But I will say the streets are saying she's coming back. And listen, this is me just rambling about in a little bit of a rant. Also, would I be surprised if MTV tries to pull to bamboozle us and just throw Sam in a vacation this year? No, I wouldn't be surprised. It probably would be good. I don't know. I mean, is it going to happen? I don't know.
Well, I think that's the crazy thing, because no one really knows. Like, the streets are saying it, and the streets are sometimes right, but the streets are also, you know, very gossipy. So you really have no idea.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is that it's been so many years that even you guys, like, don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you guys don't have that.
We don't have it's very fair to say that we don't have a relationship with her right now. Do we want one? We probably do. But the past couple years,
I feel like the door is always open for her to come back.
Always,
but we don't ever know.
Always, would we like to hear about her life and what's going on, and to have her at family events? Of course. And like I said, am I going to put it past MTV and the producers to surprise us one day? No, I would not be surprised if it happens. I'm also hearing that Big Ron Stop. You know what I'm saying? May eventually, you know, make a return. Who knows? I think he's getting the help that he needs. We will see in the future. But it's going to be a doozy coming up.
Yeah. I'm wondering where we're going to go.
I don't know where we're going to go. But, you know, we also, you know, Nicole is back, I think, almost full time. I'm going to say almost because I don't know.
Coming on the trip?
I think she is coming. I'd say she's almost full time. Shout out to Snooki. Messiness just aired. We always support our family and our coworkers as well. So, but
yes, and Double Shot is coming back.
Oh yes, Double Shot is coming back. Oh,
we'll have to tune into that and see how Vincent does.
Yes, I'm such a big fan of MVP. Anyway, will he find love this season, or this third time around? Three times a charm. I don't know. Maybe.
I know.
You never know. Maybe he's saving himself for Angelina's, as she just blew her husband in the face with a canyon on the season finale of Jersey Shore Family Vacation Season 4B.
It was so crazy. That was want to talk about it? That was insane. That moment was like,
it was poetic for me. It was poetic because as you're watching the whole season, people are like, oh my God, Mike's, you know, what is he doing with the investigation? And then you see the last episode and she just.
And it was on her own.
It was on her own. She did it herself.
The funny thing is that she used, it was my cannon and I couldn't get mine to go off. Everyone set theirs off when you ran through the wall like we were supposed to.
Yeah.
And I was just like pregnant and freezing cold and uncomfortable and weak. And I didn't know how to do it. I never did one of those before. And so everything was over. Like it had been done. Like you ran through the wall, the blue exploded. Everyone's like dying to get inside the building because we're literally frozen outside.
A lot of people didn't even want to do that gender reveal. Everyone was tired and
was literally the last scene of the trip. We almost didn't even shoot that scene.
Yep, they didn't want to.
Because we did so much and it was time to go home. And like the producers were literally like, we might not do your second gender reveal. Like, but Mike really wanted to do it.
I was like, no, we need to do it.
So it ended up happening and my cannon didn't go off and I was with Angelina and she was showing me how to do it. And she's like, you got to peel this off and then you got to twist it. And then it was just, it happened so fast. And Chris was like, at the moment, making fun of me because I had blue stuff on my face because blue was exploded. And he's like, you look like a little Smurf. And I'm like, what is happening? And then all of a sudden, she set the cannon off in his face, and it really was like poetic because he was literally moments before that happened.
Karma.
He was making fun of me for looking like a Smurf, and we were all having a good time. This was not a serious thing. Like, we were having an amazing time. We were basically wrapped filming. We were just like having a good time at this point. And he's making fun of me saying I look like a Smurf, and Angelina turns around and just like whacks him literally point blank in the face with my cannon. And we were all concerned for him.
Yeah, we were.
We had a medic on staff, of course, like always is when we're filming. And they came in, you know, pretty quickly.
Ironically, she is an EMT, ironically.
She is an EMT, but, you know, I don't know that she knew what to do in that position. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So we were all concerned for him. We were all happy that he was fine.
Foreshadowing.
He was a trooper. I mean, listen, I don't know that. I think that they are made to be together because I don't think there's anyone else that would take a shot to the face and then, you know, a few minutes later be cool about it. So,
yeah,
he really loves her. And yeah, I think
I do think he really loves her. You know, she's also navigating, you know, newly found fame and money, et cetera, and things like that. So that is a roller coaster. I've been through that, you know, 10 years ago. So,
but yeah, the craziest thing is that was the last moment of the season. And mm-hmm. like that almost didn't happen.
Yeah, they didn't want to do it.
We just didn't have time and there was no really reason for it.
I think they said the season was just, they were very happy with how the season had went. And they were like, we don't have to do the last day. And I'm like, no, I really want to do it. I'm like, I need to finally face the wall one more time. And it was really just a funny moment. And also it works with the show because I had faced the wall 10 years ago and I had lost. Obviously, I took that big L. And it works with, you know, who I am now. We turn our L's into lessons and I want to face the wall for my son in a gender reveal. And everyone knew it was already a boy, but I had to throw it in at the end of the season. And I'm glad that they did.
Yeah. So you ended up walking away as a Smurf, as did Chris. You didn't know two people were going to be full blown
Smurfs. A lot of fans who didn't see the show and they saw some of the things on social media, like, why do you look like a Smurf? I'm like, listen, you got to watch the show. It's a very hilarious season. And I got to say it again. We did it in a pandemic, in a quarantine. We were able to, obviously travel, but we had to shut down a whole resort. And no one could really come in and out because of COVID. So it's so important. So if you laughed and loved the season and like, wow, these guys are good at their job, which I believe we are. Listen, it's not easy to do a show, obviously, in a different format because in the old Jersey Shore, not even season one of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, we were able to travel. We were able to go to restaurants.
Yeah,
we were able to
go to clubs. Other people interacting, you know, waitstaff, bartenders, guests, like people, a club, mm-hmm. like meeting people, setting people up, like all different things. You know what I mean? Vinny's still single. Like he could be running into girls out and about. But because it's quarantine, it's just us. So it's a lot more pressure. But I think it's actually a lot more authentic because you see more of a peek into like our real lives.
Yeah.
Where it's just us together all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's like kind of how it is in real life because we're not all out all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And we all get along. Like, listen, there's always little drama here and there, but it's like a true family. There's always shit happening.
Also, going into this next season, I know the COVID protocols are being formulated now and we're able to travel about the cabin a little bit more. I wouldn't mind going to a club and dancing with my wife. You know what I mean?
I would have so much fun.
You know, we'd have so
much
fun.
But I want it to be safe. It's like, can we even do that?
I don't even know. I really don't know. It's such a crazy time. Is it almost 2 years now that the COVID's been running rampant?
Yeah. I would love to have a little cocktail, have a nice dinner, get dressed up and go out.
Yeah.
And like probably dance for like an hour because let's be real, like I'm an exhausted mother and then go home.
But
there's no like 4 a.m. for me.
That is a realistic thing for, you know, new parents, for us. We're in our 30s, guys. You know, I still want to go to the club. You know, I still want to dance, hear some music, chill in the VIP, you know, dance with my wife. But guess what? We're not staying until 3 a.m. You know, I mean, we'll go and dance for an hour. Obviously, it probably would be on camera. Get some good content. Go home early and wake up the next day. I would obviously have no hangover. Also, if it is in Miami this new season, we're big fans of 11. Which did you come to 11 with us?
No.
My wife did not come to 11 last time. Maybe you'll come this time. It's a fun time.
Yeah. Well, wherever we go, Romeo will probably be joining.
Yes, Romeo will be joining.
Not leaving him behind. We will bring him and like a grandma or a sister, like a family member to help out because we'll definitely want to make sure he's there. And he's too young. We're not leaving him home.
Yeah.
He'll be with us at all times. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So women for I feel like at least one point in their life, they had to have fantasized about their ring. And I'm talking like an engagement ring or a wedding band. And they've thought about it from their cut, clarity, color, all the details of it. I mean, maybe they haven't pined over it, but they've definitely had an idea at some point in their life of what they wanted. Men, not so much. That's where I introduce you to Manly Bands. Manly Bands offers your hand the freedom to look how you want it in just about every type of earthly material imaginable. And I think that they're really cool because you can get a few of them and use them to work out in the gym so you don't get it damaged or lost or anything like that. So to get started, order the Manly Ring Sizer from Manly Bands to ensure that your ring will fit perfectly during work and play. Once you know your size, it's time for the fun part. Manly Bands has an insane selection of materials to choose from gold, wood, antler, steel, dinosaur bone, and even the meteorites that took them out. That is crazy. If you already have a wedding band, I think it's cool to get an extra one because, like I said, when you are working out, whether it's like swimming or weightlifting, a lot of the times that can really damage something that is like a prized possession. So to be able to get another affordable ring just makes it easy so that you're not stressed out with damaging it or any kind of craziness like that. So once you've selected your band, Manly Bands offers free shipping worldwide, a 30-day exchange policy, and a free warranty. So to order your Manly Bands and get 21% off plus a free silicone ring, which by the way is awesome for the gym, go to manlybands.com/situation. That's manlybands.com/situation for 21% off. That is a good situation. Head over to manlybands.com/situation, manlybands.com/situation for 21% off.
Now off to a cool little topic before we go into the phoners. Someone hit me up in the DMs, and they slid in the DMs, and they said, how do you handle haters gracefully?
You don't. You ignore them.
Oh, so you're going with the how do you deal with someone toxic? You don't engage at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I think it's – well, listen, I think there's a few ways to handle it, mm-hmm. and I think that – dependent upon your personality and what is the healthiest way for you to handle it is what's the best thing for you. For me, the best thing is to not engage.
I do agree that it goes for toxic people as well as haters. Yeah. You just don't engage.
Because that's what they want. Like, I feel like your haters are honestly the people paying the most attention to you and your largest fans.
Very true. Now, on social media, do you delete the comments? Leave it there and let your fans fight it out, battle it out for you.
It depends.
Or do you restrict and block them?
It depends on the comment.
Depends on the situation, right?
If the comment is like some dumb shit, which it usually is, I just leave it.
Yeah.
Because I'll let my people go at them.
Do you restrict them for further ridiculous comments?
Usually I will restrict them because the restrict button, we've talked about it here on Here's the Stitch. It is the best creation of social media because when you restrict someone on Instagram, they should really make it on Facebook and all the platforms, I feel like. I don't know if it's on everything.
It might be mute.
But when you restrict them, they can continue to comment horrendous things and they see the comment like it's a real comment but no one else can see it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
And it's interesting because on Instagram it'll say approve and unrestrict or just approve the comment, and guess what, I see so many restricted people making nice comments all the time, which just shows you they're a little schizophrenic sometimes it's a really horrible comment and then they're like, beautiful, we love you, oh, I'm your number one fan. And then if you even respond to a private one in a DM, they're like, oh my God, you responded. I just wanted to talk to you.
It's emotions. So that's what it is.
It's like, and the other thing is, put it in your perspective. Passion, whether it's hatred or love, mm-hmm. is coming from an emotional attachment, like a feeling. Mm-hmm. May not be good or may not mean, hating someone doesn't mean you love them, but it's a passion you feel for them. It's like an energy you're casting on this person or this thing. And when you do that, you're like literally something about you is like attracted to them, good or bad. So if somebody's hating on you hard, they're probably, if they don't love you or are your biggest fan, they're insanely jealous or insecure, or you have something they want so bad.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah. I think that when you are indifferent about someone, like like there's things in the world I don't like, but there's nothing and there's no one in this world that I hate. Like, because to me, that's like an energy. It's like a draining of an energy. Like, I'd rather love things than hate things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people don't, I don't know if I'm explaining it the right way.
Positivity is a choice, though. I think a lot
of
people
don't have that growth because hating someone drains you of energy.
Yeah.
Instead of loving someone where it would like expand your energy and make you a happier person. Yeah. Hate literally does the opposite. So there's really nothing in this world that I hate or person that I hate.
I think it's,
and I think that's just a clean way to live.
I think it's important to always remember that not everyone is going to like you, and that is okay. They don't even like themselves a lot of the time. So it's very important to always remember that. When is the time, is there ever a time to respond to a hater? I mean, obviously you've had the,
I've done it before.
You've done it before. I have done it before. But what happens usually when you respond, you get sucked into this little rabbit hole
Of
responding to a hater and it never ends.
It never ends. It is a rabbit hole because it never ends. And it's just,
what do I say about fools?
Exactly.
If you respond to a fool, it only proves that there are two fools, which means you're never going to win that argument. So you might as well just restrict them. Okay. They're still a fan or they're still on your account, or you can block them and they can never respond again. Also, I think Instagram just recently changed, I don't know, one of their policies or one of something behind the scenes where if you block someone, it blocks every account that they can try to create. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's great, because sometimes haters will reincarnate maybe a couple months ago or maybe a year ago. They can reincarnate to another form and you'll never get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, they're like cockroaches or like that game on the boardwalk where you like hit one groundhog or whatever it is and a million more pop up.
Yeah.
But I've responded in the past a few times. And the thing is, I'll like verbally try to school them. And it's just like I use so many words that like they have no idea what I'm saying.
Well, you're trying to reason.
With the unreasonable. Like, so it's a waste of time.
Where are you coming from with your point of view? And then listen, it's also important to understand a lot of people have their own point of view and their own truth. We all know that. But a lot of the times I feel that it is clouded with jealousy.
Yes.
Ego.
Always.
And emotions that they haven't, worked through themselves.
Yeah.
You might as well send them a gift certificate to
a therapist.
Yeah.
No, it's very true. So I don't respond. I really don't see a lot of it. Honestly, one of the biggest blessings of being a new mom or a new parent is that I don't have time to be on social media as much anymore. And listen, I need to keep up with it because it is a platform for us. Mm-hmm. And I do want to keep like our fans and our followers updated on what's going on in our lives and everything. So I need to like make an attempt to post a little bit more. But the best thing is that when I do post, I post and I get off because I have no time. Like I'm with Romeo.
I like that.
I'm taking care of him.
Posting your content and getting off. I like that.
Yeah, I just don't have time to see it all. So if anything, there's probably more things getting by that I don't see, like comment wise, where I'm not even blocking or restricting because I'm not on it enough.
What you don't know is not going to hurt yourself, especially when it comes to social media.
I let it live out there, and I let the fans go in on people because everyone's allowed to have an opinion, but that's what social media just is. It's a crazy place.
It is. And like I said, to handle it with grace and class, people wanted to know how the situations handle haters on social media. Maybe even haters in person. I mean, listen, we didn't say anything about haters in person just now, but I think a hater would be someone that's toxic. You gotta put some distance in between that person, right? You know, I mean, you can't play with anyone that is toxic. You have to put some distance. If it's a family member, I will love a family member from a distance, but I will put some distance in between us, until they get their shit together.
Yeah. I think it's usually, if you hate on anything, it's a reflection of, like I said, some kind of insecurity or whatever is going on in your life. But being in the public, you have to just be used to it. You have to let things roll off your back And you have to really just not care.
You gotta have a thick skin.
100%.
In life in general, probably.
I think being in the public like helps you handle it better. And I think people that are not have almost a disadvantage because you never had to grow that thick skin.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like a muscle.
Yeah. So the first time someone says something bad about you, if you're not in the public, you get a upset or emotional or hurt or like, why would they think that about me? But you got it's kind of
in the streets, in the community. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's interesting because we have just become have whatever the word is, a thick skin.
Yeah, a thick skin, or we've grew that muscle.
Roll off
your
back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like water, like no problem at all because you're used to so many different opinions being thrown at you, good, bad, indifferent, like so many things, and they're coming so quickly that you don't have time to even look at one before the next one's
there. Do you want to know something? Opinions don't pay bills. Boom.
Yeah. Well, also, we're in our 30s, so I think we also know who we are. So what someone says about you or me or someone that's like a confident or a secure person is not going to affect how you feel about yourself.
No.
However, when you're impressionable and maybe early 20s, like I don't know how you guys handled the fame and all of that at a young age and an impressionable age because that social media wasn't really around then, right?
Social media just started, I think, in 2011 probably. Actually, Ashton Kutcher made my Twitter for me. And then Instagram came out, I think, around 2012.
Yeah, 2012.
Yeah, but we actually had it. You know, we just started with it, yeah.
So, but did you have like that, was that hate living on social media or no?
No, it's more so now. It's more so now.
It's crazy now.
It's more so now. Yeah, because everyone's on it now. You know what I mean? And now people are actually on social media more than they're, you know, exercising and doing other activities in life.
Well, that tells you where it's coming from. So
yeah,
we think the best thing is just to better yourself.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Let go of the haterade and just work out, drink water, be healthy.
Self-care, self-love is the name of the
love
game.
Love yourself and you won't have room for any kind of negativity. We're going to go to the phoners right now, but I just want to give you guys the Here's the Sitch podcast hotline in case you don't have it. Save it in your phone. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about this episode, what you want to hear in future episodes, topics, favorite quotes, all that good positivity stuff. Give us a call at 732-898-0414. 732-898-0414.
All right, honey, let's go to the phoners.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Stephanie from Joliet, Illinois. I just wanted to call in and say I think you guys are amazing. I listen to your podcast religiously. I go back and listen to the old sections and everything. And I just wanted to ask Lauren, being a significant other, obviously, to someone struggling with addiction and whatnot, what in the beginning did you find yourself was the best to help support Mike in his journey?
I think, I guess you're, so that's Stephanie from Illinois. Thank you for your call to Here's the Sitch podcast. I think your question is more about like an early recovery when partner is still struggling because where we are now is totally different. But in the beginning, I would definitely say it's hard. And the best thing that I found was just having my own foundation. And for me, it was my faith and really relying on that to guide me to make the right decisions because you can't change anybody. You know, I didn't do the work for Mike.
Yep.
I always told him like what I wanted of our relationship and the hopes and dreams I had for him and for us. But he really had to make that decision on his own. Like I didn't make it for him and I didn't do the work for him. So I had to really rely on my faith to help get me through that part of my life and just family, faith, like the basic building blocks of a foundation of any kind of life. You know what I mean? Like that's what I just relied on. My fitness. Mm-hmm. I just tried to stay focused in my own lane and always left the door that like for him to continue to better himself.
You were supporting me, but I had already made the decision to walk that walk and I was putting in the work. So I think you have to make sure that your partner or family member or whoever it is that is dealing with recovery, that they're actually doing the right thing.
And yeah, they want that.
And if they are doing the right thing, you know, just support them. Just be there for them. Let them walk that walk and help them along the way. And that's what me and my wife did. I mean, she supported me and we took it one day at a time and it got better, you know, every single day. But you got to put the work in. It doesn't happen by itself. You know, actions speak louder than words, and they have to really, you know, put the work in. And it's not, at the end of the day, it's not even work. And I will say that it wasn't easy, the path less taken, but it was definitely well worth it.
Hey, Mike and Lawrence, this is Catherine from Morristown, New Jersey. I just want to first start off saying big fan of both of you. Big congrats on baby Romeo. Can't wait to see him in future episodes. I've been a big fan since the OG Jersey Shore, watching that in middle school. Just love to see how far you guys have come. But my question is there anything you guys can share about the upcoming new season of Family Vacation that you guys are filming? Would love to hear any inside scoops that you guys are allowed to share. Thanks, guys. Lots of love.
Oh my God, Jersey is in the building.
Yes, that was Catherine from New Jersey. And I think we touched a little bit on it this episode. We actually spoke the most, I feel like, we ever spoke about the show on this episode, maybe.
We even spoke about the streets, about what possibly we spoke about. We don't even know what's happening.
We did. Yet. Yeah. So, I mean, I think from what we've filmed already, we do have a trip coming up to film, but we did film. We have no idea where it is. But that'll be a big part of the season. And then all the stuff we've been filming at home, you know, was Romeo's birth and arrival and becoming new parents and home life. And of course, Dina and Chris and their new baby, Cameron. So all that good stuff. And everyone's just like home life, I feel like, is what we've been filming now. So that's really probably all I can say. But it'll be a great season, and we are always excited to share our lives with you guys. And thank you for watching and supporting us.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Michelle. I'm from Long Island. I just wanted to say how much I love listening to you guys. My husband is going to be 3 years sober in January, and we just had our first baby boy also. Our babies are actually 1 month apart. I just love hearing what you guys are going through because I feel like our lives are in a really similar place. And me and my husband will watch the show together. And I think he's just very inspired by how far you've come, Mike. And it just motivates him that if you can do it, then he can also. And for me, Lauren has been such a good influence on me with wanting to be healthy and get back in shape after the baby. So I just wanted to say thank you for doing what you guys are doing. I look forward to the podcast. I listen on my morning walks with my baby. So thank you guys again. I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Oh, that was great, honey.
That was so nice. That was Michelle from New York, from Long Island. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening and watching. We love hearing from you guys. Congratulations to your husband on 3 years sober.
Yes,
that,
huge.
That is an incredible milestone.
And the first baby.
And the first baby 1 month apart from Romeo.
Same as us.
So congratulations.
Yes.
I wonder if you are going through teething like we are, because it's so sad when they are upset about teething. But they're so cute and it's really like the best thing ever.
It's obviously amazing when you start to do the right things, what happens in life, you know? You know, so he's 3 years sober. They just had their first baby. I'm sure they're working on, you know, one day at a time, being their best self and really being mindful, you know, on a daily basis. And it's amazing the gifts that life will give you when you're actually doing the right thing.
And I love that you said you listen to us on your morning walk every day with your baby, because that's like one of the best things I feel like you could be doing right now with the weather and with your baby being this age. Because obviously, being a new mom, you're attached to your baby all the time, like caring for them and all that good stuff. So you don't always get the time to work out, take care of yourself. Like, I have a hard time finding the time daily to work out. I don't have the time daily, but a few times a week I try to figure it out.
You do the morning walks.
And I do love doing the morning walks. It's been like a little hot and humid, so when it's too hot, I don't go out there. But when it's bearable for him, we do like an early morning walk. And I love it. He loves it. He gets to look at the trees and have all like the sensory of outside and fresh air. And they actually say, like, really to give your baby fresh air every day, no matter what the weather is. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, limited amounts of time in the heat and in the freezing cold, but it's so good for them. So I love that. Keep doing your morning walks. It's perfect.
Well, again, guys, thank you so much for listening to Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. We will see you guys next time.